This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, July 6. Well, cattle markets responding to what the grains are doing, and it was all over the place. The plantings report was very bullish for corn and beans, and the market shot higher. Feeder cattle responded with a sharp drop, but the grain market couldn't hold well, and feeder cattle snapped right back. So they had a kind of a jab down last week and managed to reverse back up. But we are definitely having trouble at the 160 level on the front month. And of course, that's August now. And markets have spent a fair amount of time pushing up against that level and just can't seem to get much traction there. So for 3 weeks in a row, the 160 level has held the market. And that's an important level just over the last several years has held the market. We've managed to just barely bump above it, but it's a huge resistance point. And I would guess that the market's probably going to stall there again. Just depends on what corn does. And it, at least for the short term, it looks like corn probably has stalled out as well with more mild temperatures coming for the Midwest. But in the meantime, cash markets for cattle were down just a bit. At 124 last week, that's down 2 from the previous week. Dress trade at 198 would be steady with the previous week. Box beef values, however, just continuing their trek downward. Choice was down 221 on Friday at 285. Select down 252 at 264. The spread was up 31 at 2103. Movement was 103 loads. So taking a look at box beef, we're just keeping track of how many days in a row it's been down. Choice has been down 16 days in a row. As of Friday, that's down $54 from its high. That's a drop of 16% just in the last 3 weeks or so. That's pretty impressive. Select is about the same. We're down 13 of the last 15 days for a drop of $46, and that's a 15% drop. So, a significant drop. Now, granted, we were starting from very high levels. So this is a deflation that pretty much knew was coming, but it's been relentless. Now, for the slaughter rate, 590,000 head through Friday. That's 1,000 less than the previous week, and it's up about 9,000 from a year ago. Feeder cattle index was at 145.96. That's down 35 cents from Thursday. So there, it's been chopping back and forth. So basically, you're just stabilizing at 146 roughly. That's about where we were even, 2 weeks ago or so. So it's definitely in a holding pattern. And of course, the futures market reflects that as well. We had export sales on Thursday at 12,100 for beef. Japan took 3,300. South Korea, 2,800. China took 2,100. Pork export sales at 28,600. Mexico took 17,700. Japan, 2,800. Canada took 1,800. So I think as we move forward, it's obviously we're going to be watching weather for the grains. Any hint that corn is in trouble, worse than it already is, I think the feeder cattle just really take a turn south. And again, we're already having trouble at the 160 level for the last 3 weeks. I will say at some point that will go out to the upside, that just the long-term fundamentals are one of a declining herd size, and I think we're going to see a pretty notable drop again this year because of the drought in the west, further declining that herd. But now in the northern plains, it's an intense drought, and that's already caused significant herd reduction up there. Probably going to see another round of that as we run out of grass, we run out of water. There's little choice about where what to do with the cattle. So I see that happening. That's probably going to be bearish cattle, feeder cattle in the short run. But as we get into the fall, when normally those calves would be coming into the feedlots, they're just not going to be there. And so it raises a pretty bullish situation for this fall and for the longer term as your herd size just continues to decline. So it's a short-term bearish issue, but a long-term bullish issue. And I think this kind of coincides with the trajectory of what we're already seeing, that packers have suddenly found themselves needing to bid up for cattle. Feedlots are in a more leveraged position against the packers, and feedlots are looking for calves. We've got good grazing conditions in the southern and central plains. normally you're not placing a lot of calves on pasture this time of year anyway, but as you get into the fall, grazing for winter wheat fields, they're going to be looking for lightweight calves. I don't think there's going to be that many to choose from. And of course, placements into feedlots. And again, many of those calves would have already been placed. So that bunches them up as we, you know, get into winter, that when those calves will be finishing. But again, longer term, it's definitely a bullish development for the cattle complex. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.